I remember the first time I fell in love. She was 5'7", long flowing hair, big brown eyes, and a perfect figure. Her name was Miss Trinidad. Yeah, and she was my first grade teacher. I remember how she would come up behind me, right, and wrap her arms around me and show me how to hold my pencil oh so right. As her pearls dangled in front of me, I would lean my head back, you know, and listen to the ocean. Even though she never said it, I knew this woman loved me too. Because she wrote this special song just for me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, 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 P. I love you, Miss Trinidad.
Plumber, your friend let me in.
You're supposed to be here at 8. It's 2:30, partner.
2:30? Hey, that's my lunchtime.
Yo, partner, look, can you just tell me what's wrong with my toilet, please?
Well, for starters, you got a book stuck in there.
I just dropped the book in there, right?
Well, in that case, you don't need me. You need a librarian.
Come on.
Nah, I'm sorry, man. That's just a little plumber's humor, that's all.
Look, I'm late for work, all right? Can you please tell me what's wrong with my toilet?
Well, that depends. You could have a bad trip lever. You could have a bad supply valve. You could have a bad float ball.
What are you talking float ball, man? The problem's not in the tank. It's in the pipes.
Well, in that case, you could have something in your fixture drain, something in your waste pipe, or something in your waste stack, which will cost you. It may cost you a little. It may cost you a lot. Well, it will cost you.
You were supposed to be here 2 days ago, right? Now, look, I'm going to a game at 6:30. Can you get this fixed by then?
It depends. Depends if I need a part.
Oh.
Depends if I have to go to the store. Depends if the store is open.
Look, keep an eye on the plumber, man. Try to get home from work, all right? Yo, man, I don't trust him.
Yo, Martin, hold on. You don't get home from work till 6:30.
So?
So I ain't sitting here till no 6:30, man. See, Mom's got paid today, you know what I'm saying? She'll be out shopping all day. Got the place all to myself, know what I mean?
Nah.
Martin, I can play my records on the good stereo.
that's beautiful. So I guess you don't want to go to Piston game with me, man. It's opening night, man. I got front row seats.
Okay. I'm saying. But what if I've got to go to the bathroom?
Yo, man, I told you to go to the bathroom before you came over here, man. You knew my toilet was stopped up, Cole.
Yeah, I did, Martin, but I had a 42-ounce Slurpee on the way over.
All right, man, look, if you gotta go, go next door to Shenanay's. Yo, keep an eye on the plumber, man.
All right, man.
Please.
Hey, I'm glad that guy finally left. Whoa! You got cable, huh?
excuse me.
Yo, boy. Yo. Pistons are gonna bust the Clippers up tonight. What's up? Yo, man, fat boy fixed my toilet?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What's he in there doing, man?
He ain't doing much of nothing, Martin.
Yo, I'ma kill him, man. You hear?
It's too late. I think he's already dead.
Yo, mister. Oh, my goodness. Yo, man, what happened?
I don't know, man. I came in here a half hour ago, right? And there he was. Dead.
Did you call 911, Cole?
911, are you kidding me, man? A dead white guy in a black man's apartment. Man, they be blaming me, all right? Yeah, then they be hauling me off to jail. Yeah, see, and next thing you know, I'm on trial, man, in Simi Valley, California.
Cole. How do you know he's dead, man? Did you check his pulse?
I ain't touching a dead man, Martin.
Cole, man, this man could still be alive, all right? Give me a hand with him. Come on, give me a hand. No. Come on, mister. Mister, what happened?
Okay.
Yeah, mouth to mouth. Mouth to mouth. Mouth to mouth.
Excuse me, but I ain't kissing no man.
Yo, man, just think about who you'd be kissing if you was in that jail cell, man. Come on. Go. All right, the Heimlich. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. All right, help me with him. Watch his head. All right, come on, mister. Oh, mister. Come on. Hey, calm down. Drop it. You stop it. You a man. You hear me? You a man. Now you stop it. All right? Okay. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
On the count of three. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
It's juicy fruit, Martin. I gave it to him, and he choked on it. I killed him, Martin. They're gonna give me the chair for this.
Man, I called 911 a half an hour ago. Where are they?
I killed a man, Martin. Mama gonna lay the belt to me when she find out about this one.
Yo, stop it, all right? You didn't kill nobody, all right? Stop it. Yo, it's about time. Yo, man, where y'all been?
Well, wait, the game don't start for another half an hour. What was up, man?
We got a problem in the bathroom, Tommy.
Oh, don't tell me. The plumber never came, huh?
Oh, he came, Tommy. Came and went, man.
Then who's that fat guy sleeping on the floor?
It's the plumber, Tommy. He's dead.
Dead? What? How'd he die?
I don't know, man. Think like this.
It's a door.
All right, listen. Listen.
Okay.
All right? That's probably Gina and Pam, okay? Right. Now, you know how women get about this kind of thing. So handle it. Cole, handle it.
Hey, guys. Sorry we're late.
Babe, can I talk to you for a minute?
Mark, what's wrong?
I don't know how to tell you this. You remember your Aunt Louise? The one that had a little mole and this is like, this was all over her chin. It was ugly.
Martin, she didn't die, did she?
You mean she's still alive? Damn. What about your bald-headed Aunt Sarah? I know she did. She's been bald-headed a long time, man.
What are you talking about?
The bald-head aunt.
What? Oh, my God! Tina! What you doing?
Hey, calm down, all right? Breathe.
God.
Come on, breathe.
It's okay. What happened?
Remember when I told you I was having trouble with the toilet?
Yeah, but baby, I didn't think it was that bad.
This is so awful. I feel so bad for that poor man. Does this mean we're not going to the Pistons game?
Mark, call 911.
Babe, I called them a half an hour ago. They said if there's no crime, there's no rush.
Then steal his wallet and call him back.
And with an Isaiah Thomas three-pointer at the buzzer, the Pistons go into halftime tied with the Clippers at 62 apiece. I gotta tell you, this is the season's greatest game.
Okay, we have been sitting here with this dead body for over 2 hours. Is there anybody else that we can call?
Who, Pam, who? We called 911, we called the fire department, we called the police department.
We even called Billy with the pickup truck.
And they all say the same thing. Stay with the body till 911 comes.
Well, what is 911's problem?
Yo, you know what? I think I know their problem. 911's a joke. I know what's up. I know how to get them over here, though.
Good.
Watch this. Hi, how you doing? All right, well, look here. This is Thurston O'Reilly III.
Yeah.
Boy, I gotta tell you, what a sad day. Honey, would you bring me a martini, will ya? Come on. Hey, listen, I wish to report the death of one of my employees, yes, on East 23rd Street. Oh, no, I'm a white man. I can tell you the truth. I am a white man. Nothing makes my day more bright than waking up white, I gotta tell you. Well, I mean, I can prove it. Ask me anything. Okay, fine. They want to know what America's favorite pie is.
Oh, sweet potato pie. Sweet potato
pie. No, bing pie. Go with bing pie. Bing pie.
No, it's apple pie. Baby, say apple pie.
Good answer.
We're going to go with apple pie. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Name two Barry Manilow songs.
Copacabana and Mandy.
Copacabana and Mandy? Come on, bring it on! All right. What do you put on a sandwich?
Hot sauce. Yeah! And some barbecue sauce if it's a hot links. Hello?
Great call. Now, what do we do now?
And the Pistons win in a record-breaking triple overtime. 150 to 149 on an Isaiah Thomas jump shot. I gotta tell you, Bill, I feel for those fans who left those five front row seats empty.
Watch his head, y'all.
I mean, watch his head. He's dead.
Yo, can we rest, please?
Just a little farther.
No,
not yet.
All right. Okay, now listen up. We're gonna take him downstairs. Lay him on the curb. I'm gonna pour scotch in his mouth. Call a cab and tell him my Uncle Charlie is on the curb drunk.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Martin, I can't do this.
Baby, listen, call a cab, all right?
No!
Okay, all right, fine. Plan B.
Plan B.
Okay.
We kick him down the steps.
Wait a minute! Wait, it's your humanity. This man has died and you're treating him like trash?
Jaden, what are we supposed to do, huh? I mean, lower him down on a rope?
Oh, that's a great one, Coleman. Then we treat him like a piano.
Stop. This is a human being, and I don't care how desperate we are to get rid of this body. We are going to treat him with some respect. So let's put him on the couch, and let's say a few words of remembrance, all right?
Yeah. What's wrong with y'all, man? Talking about the lower on the rope and the piano and stuff. Babe, because this man a human being, ain't he? And that's what we're like.
Yeah. Excuse me. Can I go to the bathroom?
Cole, it'll only take a second, all right?
You're right. Here, do it this way. Tommy, put it
with... Okay.
Don't put me.
Okay, Cole, you roll him up.
Come on, man.
Okay, on the count of three, lift up the couch. One, two, three. Cole, get up, Mike. Come on. Okay, you get his... Cole, okay. You get his arm right here.
Okay, get... Bring him around.
Wait, move. Come on, will you get up, silly? Take this. Now lift him up. Bring him up. Go!
All right, here we go. Let's do this right, okay? Pam.
What?
Go get his tools.
Yeah.
All right.
we should at least know his name.
Nah, I already checked for that.
Cole, what are you...
Well, let's give him a name, all right?
It looks like a Michael.
No, I think it looks more like a Jimmy.
Yo, DP.
That's a good one.
That's cool.
DP? Yeah. Martin, that is so nice. Where'd you come up with that, honey?
Dead plumber, baby.
Nice touch, Pam. All right, Martin. Say a few words, honey, okay?
All right. So look, everybody get here on the heart, because it's coming from here. Place the hand.
All right.
Okay. A man was born. He laid pipe and died. Whew. Amen.
Okay, Martin.
What?
Tommy, could you say a few words, please?
Okay. Let's see. Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here today to pay tribute to DP. Now, we don't know if he was a good man, huh?
Yeah.
I said we don't know if he was a bad man.
Right.
All we know is he was a man.
Well.
A ham sandwich eating man. A no appointment keeping man. A low pants riding.
Low pants riding.
T-shirt creeping.
Creep, creep.
Say it for me four times.
Creep, 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 creep.
Hey. A butt crack show in.
But
you don't hear me. Well now, goodbye, brother DP. We wish you well on your journey. Cause we know the good Lord has called you home. See, he must have some toilet stuffed up up there. Let us all say, amen.
Amen.
It's all right, brother. It's all right. It's all right.
I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living, but I'm scared of dying.
But old man River, he just keeps rolling up.
Let's just have a few moments of silence.
Yeah! It's a miracle! It's a miracle!
No, it's a stupor.
A what?
A stupor. See, I have this condition. I fall into these stupors, and it's hell waking me up.
But we checked for a pulse and everything, man.
Hey, I'm fat. Sometimes it's hard to find.
Thank God you're alive.
Yeah. Well, thanks for putting me on the couch. Last time this happened, some idiot kicked me down the stairs, put me on the curb and poured scotch down my mouth. Well, anyways, I fixed your toilet. I'll send you a bill. Just remember, it'll cost you. It may cost you a little. It may cost you a lot. But it will cost you.
Yo, this has been the weirdest night.
Yeah,
But Tommy, you preach.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yo.
As weird as tonight was, you know, it really made me feel good. We all sang and we came together and we were compassionate for our fellow man. And that's the way we should always act towards one another. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because life is so short. Mm-hmm. But it seems so long.
Yeah, girl.
When you gotta go to the bathroom.